With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. 2024 is marching closer and closer. Most of us Americans will be watching the ball drop in New York City tonight, but it's already 2024 around the corner of the world. Auckland, New Zealand first, then Sydney, Australia. Thousands and thousands of people gathering to watch the fireworks and the new year come in. Maine's top election official could face impeachment in reaction to her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision by Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display, and he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot based on an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That decision is also on hold due to appeal, each of which is likely to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Nearly three dozen members of Congress plan to leave in the coming year, and those changes could help out the GOP.
The chairman of the House Republican campaign arm, Congressman Richard Hudson, says retirements are going to be a huge problem for Democrats, but not for Republicans. The approximately 14 GOP lawmakers leaving the House are from Republican stronghold districts, and there's little chance their seats would flip. But for Democrats, some of the two dozen leaving are in very competitive districts in California, Michigan, Virginia, and other states, opening a possibility Republicans will win those seats.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatening to send up more spy satellites and build more bombs in the new year. This is SRN News. Pope Francis is allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples, and most Protestants are saying, so what? But one leading evangelical believes the pontiff's decision will have an influence on the LGBT debate in this country.
It's going to impact the way that people, especially in the larger culture, say, well, you know, evangelical Christians who can't go along with the LGBTQ revolution, it just turns out you are increasingly standouts. You're the exception, not the rule. Why we now have the Pope, we now have the Vatican on our side, going so far as to bless same-sex couples.
Dr. Albert Moeller heads the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Evangelical Christians standing on biblical authority, the faith once for all delivered to the saints who have no room to negotiate, we're going to find ourselves abandoned by many others in the culture who at least used to say the same thing.
He says more about this and other topics in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. A violent carjacking in Nevada.
Authorities say a man who fatally shot his mother 2 days after Christmas and set off a high-speed chase in Las Vegas has now been shot and killed by officers. Police say 36-year-old Justin Davidson was heavily armed and had stolen a police cruiser and carjacked several bystanders at gunpoint during the chase. A police official says they found evidence suggesting the suspect may very well have been planning a much larger attack. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 31st, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday on this New Year's Eve, including actor Sir Anthony Hopkins. He is 86 years old today. Actress Bebe Neuwirth, remember her? Well, she's 65. And U.S. Olympic beach volleyball gold medalist Alex Kleinman is 34. This is SRN News.